Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. And I am thrilled. You know, we've been talking about diapers during the Roundtable panel and getting to the $600,000 point in the lockbox. Actually, we are well over $607,000 now. People really came through and did an amazing job. I want to, so we've been talking about the diapers, we've been talking about the importance of diapers, and as promised, we want to talk about the organization that we're working with that makes sure that those diapers are on the shelves of pantries so people in need can get them. Natasha Pernicka is a dear friend, and she is our guest this morning on Falling Into Place, which, of course, spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, Natasha Pernicka, Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, is our guest, and we are thrilled beyond words to welcome you to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm glad to start my week this way.
Yeah, it's a nice way to start it. I said to you, this is the people so respond. People have responded to our lockbox all along, and which is why we're past the $600,000 point. But this morning, just whenever we talk about this, of the needs of children and the needs of people, whether it be food insecurity or shelter, whatever the issue, in our community that need help, our listeners certainly come forward. And that's a great testament to your organization and to the Fox Foundation. And hopefully we give you a bully pulpit to be able to do it. So we thank all of you. Let me begin by, first of all, just asking you a very blanket question of how are things going at the food pantries?
It's been a bit tumultuous given the recent shutdown. We were very concerned about how it would impact people who were impacted by the shutdown, those who not only weren't getting paid, but also for people who receive SNAP assistance. And although we're not currently in the shutdown right now, we are actually still concerned about February. So one of the things that happened, which was a good move, is that the SNAP food assistance benefits were released earlier than they would have been for February, because people wanted to make sure that the SNAP assistance benefits got out there to folks. But the concern is that people will use their SNAP assistance. It won't last as long as it normally does. So we're concerned about mid to end February that people will be going without until they have to wait for their March SNAP assistance. And we do want people in the community to know that food pantries are there to help with food assistance. And we're also hoping the community that can help will help make sure that pantry shelves are stocked during this time, because although the shutdown is not currently shut down, we still have people who are impacted.
When someone loses or is having difficulty or is unaware of what's happening, as many of us are, of with their benefits, do they come to you for help? I mean, are they looking for guidance from you? Because it seems like there's probably a shortage of people to talk to know what's going on.
Yeah, we do get a lot of calls, over 1,000 calls a year, people seeking assistance. And while our organization is not an expert on benefits per se, we can definitely help people find the assistance that they need.
Point you in the right direction.
Yeah, we get them the information and the assistance that they need.
So let's talk for a moment about diapers. This is an effort that we've started with you several years ago, and we do it pretty much every February fund drive. And I guess there's a reason that we do it in February, and it's somewhat the greatest need is that.
Well, part of the thing that happens in, you know, February is that people aren't thinking about food pantries at that time of year. So
right.
The holidays already happened.
Right. Okay.
And so, but the need is still there. And so it's a good time of year to focus on some of the needs that the pantries have and helping in our community. And so thinking about the children, there's about, of the 59,000 people that are served, there's about 20,000 of those are children that are getting assistance. And it's more than just food.
Yes, and that is one thing, because you have food pantry in your name, it doesn't say diaper pantry.
No.
But diapers are a part of this. A formula, I mean, these are all things, that is food, but you know, there are things we do, personal hygiene products, we work on that initiative with you as well. Those are things that people come to the pantry for.
Yeah, and so for us, I think people, there are government programs that will help cover formula, and there's the WIC program, which is so essential for helping women with their own nutritional needs and their children. But for anyone out there who has kids, diapers are expensive, and there are real consequences if children don't have enough diapers for the child, including diapers, rash, and not being able to leave your child at a child care center if you don't have disposable diapers, and a lot of different things. So we want to make sure that kids aren't sitting in soiled diapers, that they have clean diapers.
We have a wonderful, our audience is wonderful, and we get a lot of calls, we always do, about people asking about wash, you know, cloth diapers, as opposed to diapers that fill up landfills.
Right.
But it is important to know that most, if not all, child care centers will not allow a child in unless they have disposable diapers.
It's my understanding that, most child care centers prefer disposable diapers. But the other things to think about are, what if you live in an apartment, you don't have your own washer and dryer for laundry, you have to take those cloth diapers to a laundromat.
Right.
There are a lot of things that
added expense
and time. If you're a person that's juggling a couple jobs, or, you know, that time to going to the laundromat, and while they are, you know, in the long run, they can be cheaper. You still have to buy the cloth diapers in the first place, and they can be expensive off the get go.
Right. So this is an initiative, and give us a sense of how many people come through the door looking for diapers.
Sure. There's several thousand infants that are served. And I just got the numbers. We just have them. Last year, we distributed 121,000 diapers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a 13% increase last year. So there are a lot of families coming in with infants and young children. One of the things we started last year was to distribute pull-ups. Before, we were just focused on, you know, actual diapers, but there are a lot of kids who still need the pull-ups at night. And also, I just learned this, is that food insecurity can impact potty training and the developmental side for some kids. And so potty training can sometimes take a little longer, which I didn't know. I just learned that today.
Yeah, that is interesting. So there are a lot of pluses in making sure that those diapers are available to families when they come in.
Definitely.
When you have someone come to the food pantry, the intake, when you meet them for the first time, that's when you learn what their situation is and how many children they have and what their needs are in the future?
Yes, yeah. So when people come to a pantry, we serve their entire family. Sometimes their aunts and uncles or grandmas, children all living together. And each pantry is a little bit different, but many of them have personal care items. And the food pantries for the Capital District is actually a part of the National Diaper Bank Network.
Or what's that?
I know. So we're considered a diaper bank, and that means that the diapers we distribute go to the community for free. And so that means the pantries can order diapers from us. So if there's a pantry that has a lot of families with young children, they'll order the diapers from us, and we'll get them over to them for free. They go right out to those families in need.
And without slapping ourselves on the back here too much, I just want to point out that this is one of the initiatives that if it wasn't for what we're doing in the Fox Foundation, we're doing something that you normally wouldn't be able to do, right?
That's right. Yeah, this partnership with the Seymour Fox Foundation and WAMC has allowed us to boost what we can distribute through our diaper bank program. It's totally grant and partner funded, and so this money is above and beyond what we would normally be able to do.
And it's so wonderful that people respond to it and do what they can, and we're very appreciative of that. We talk about food insecurity, and we'll talk about shelter, and we talk about personal hygiene items, but there is something about when you're talking on the impacts of children that really does draw you into it, maybe at a different level than it would be otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants to think about a child who's sitting in soiled diapers or maybe going without, and it's cold right now. So during this time of year, it's important for kids to not be sitting in wet diapers or going without. And I have my own kids. I want what's best for my kids. I wish that all kids had the same, opportunity for their parents to care for them.
One other thing that I would like to mention in the time that we have left is that, and you can help me on this, but the food stamps, you can't use those for diapers.
Right. So diapers aren't covered under any assistance programs. So for example, with WIC, you can use that for formula, but there isn't a program that covers diapers. And I don't know, if you don't have kids in diapers, you probably don't know how expensive it is, but families can pay anywhere $80 to $100 a month to pay for diapers. So that's like a bill.
Right.
To keep those kids in clean diapers, it's expensive.
It really is, and it's amazing that with the because the need only I don't know how long are kids in diapers, like ultimately 3 years.
Well, you hope that
we
not.
Don't have children, so I don't know the answer to these questions.
Every child is
different.
You have
to help me.
Every child is different, but I mean, yeah, three. But then at night, kids can be in diapers until they're six, sometimes at night. And I mean, think about it. If your child is still wetting the bed, I have children, and I have children that wet the bed at night. And if you had to clean the sheets every night, that would be a huge burden on a family if you didn't have pull-ups or diapers at night for kiddos.
Well, you're doing amazing work. Food Pantries of the Capital District, and we are very pleased to be working with you and working on this initiative. People can find out more information about the great work you do at thefoodpantries.org. Thefoodpantries.org, and links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. My thanks to you and for all of our friends at the Food Pantry. You've all become dear, dear friends of ours, and we thank you very much for the wonderful work that you do. And, of course, thanks to the Fox Foundation for their partnership as well, and to know that we still have work to do. We still have opportunities to help other people so people can continue to call and help us out and help you out as well.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone who's choosing the Diaper Partnership and the Seymour Fox Foundation and to WAMC. This really does make an immediate local difference.
Natasha Perdicka is Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, and you can find out more at thefoodpantries.org, thefoodpantries.org. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.